glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's there. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. And did you realize spring begins today?
I did not.
I just noticed it on the calendar. Did you know that, Kathleen?
Well, I have a friend whose birthday is today. He's a very good friend. He's only 11 today. He's my grandson.
Oh. Good old grandma with a little shout-out.
Yes, yes. Shout-out to Zachary. Love you.
Oh, nice.
Happy spring, everyone. Well, we've been springing into action, I think, to the left, to the right, up and down, and every which way. And hopefully in a week or two, I think I'll have a God sighting or two to share. Holly said, Mark, keep praying about it for another week or so. And I've shared a little portion of it to some friends. And they're like, oh, yeah. Because it's like God has taught me some lessons, some really great lessons, through some miraculous circumstances and some neat things. I know people are like, oh, he's going to bait us again and let us hang
it.
But it's one of these where I've learned some things about me and about Americans and about certain people. And I feel like I'm called to teach that exhortation to me. I want other people to grow through this too, because as I'm growing through it, it's like we need to talk about. But I think I have to have Jason in because he can usually articulate what I'm thinking and what I want to convey without making it overly confusing. So there's going to be some life lessons for you all in maybe a week or two as I can maybe put some meat to the thoughts and figure out how to convey it, because I think I'm going to bring some conviction to some people, and yet I think it's really an interesting thing.
Such a tease.
Well, how about
such
it?
I don't know. Be excited or scared?
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Yeah. All right, but an exciting thing this past weekend, the Singing Men of GNN.
Yeah.
I didn't get to yesterday share. I had the special Easter message from Max Licato, realizing that Easter's less than 2 weeks away. And, you know, when you get into Maundy Thursday, which is always such a tough day, and then Good Friday, it's just the power of God's love demonstrated in what Jesus did. And then we have Resurrection Sunday, which is great, but that's a couple weeks away. But I wanted to kind of ease people into these two holy weeks, if you will.
That's nice.
I know next week it'll be Holy Week, but I did that special yesterday. But I didn't get to share the Singing Men of GNN presented at the Home and Garden Show this past Saturday at 4 p.m., and it was great. All the guys in their tuxedos. We were on the steps of the old Jumer's Hotel, and Channel 3 introduced us, and so we had about 40, 45 minutes that we sang and shared.
Was it last year that they handed out the roses?
Yeah, we didn't get to do that this year. But
That's okay. That's a neat memory.
Yeah, it was fun last year. But I know all the vendors around were like captivated because they had the front row seats. They had big curtains. So if you were outside the food court, you might not have known what was going on in that area. And so we had a kind of a lighter crowd than I would, you know, I like to see things packed.
Yeah.
But it was a good turnout of the Singing Men. We had enjoyed it. The Home and Garden Show went without a hitch. I mean, everything was set up. It was well done. A lot of people coming in and out. I think we might have gotten even an advertiser for the upcoming Prime Life Times that we'll be talking about a little today.
Good. Well, and with the Home and Garden Show, it does seem like spring. First day of spring.
Yes,
how exciting.
Yes, yeah. So, and they had everything. It's kind of interesting, the timing. I'll share more about that at a later date, but it was neat. Holly and I went around and met a lot of the people and got tips and ideas.
You got tips? They gave you tips?
Yeah, tips.
Money?
I made a little fortune.
To earn your tips?
The song and dance.
Oh, show us.
Yes. So.
Kathleen and I can, like, you know, describe to people
that's
what
exactly how
that's
it looks.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. And then there was one guy, or a couple different ones, how to keep your dogs in the yards, the different mechanisms the invisible fences and such. But I thought with Beamer, 8 years old, to put a collar on I couldn't do that. But there are other methods and means.
He's such a good dog.
So all in all, good show. We appreciate Channel 3.
Good
in fact,
show.
After we were done singing the Singing Men of GNN, they had the, I don't know, what do you call them, the news personalities or some of the people on Channel 3. They were here signing autographs or meeting with people. Mm-hmm. And they said, when can we schedule to have you guys on? I guess there's
morning.
A Friday program.
Well,
We've done the See You Living, the Singing Men haven't, but they did a feature story on our English conversation
classes. Yeah, I had a little conversation with Anthony Antoine.
Okay.
And I asked him if they were going to record you, and he said, well, they didn't have the equipment here. So he said, but you know, that's a good idea.
Oh, boy.
Maybe on the morning show.
Hey.
Well, he did. You know, it's interesting. Somebody earlier in the day said, we need to have you contact our executive director about something live with the Singing Men on a morning. I said, oh, that Thursday? And they said, no, this is a separate show that we have. And then when we got done singing, the individual you just mentioned.
Anthony Antoine.
Yeah, he pulled me aside and said, hey, when can we set you up? And I'm like, oh, it was a second person. Mm-hmm. The other person had already left for the day. So I was kind of intrigued that two different people at two different times.
Well, I asked
so
him.
You were the catalyst on that
I
one.
Asked him if he was brave enough to do that.
Oh, for him. Did you really say
yes.
You're famous, Mark.
Oh, well, infamous, famous, I don't know. But anyways, the Singing Men, we did a good... I felt we did a good job and great time had by all. And, that's under our belt. Now, the next two things that we're working on is the upcoming Creation Museum. That'll be in May 19th and 20th. And I think we only have about 5 or 6 openings left. We'll have a full bus of 54 people going with the overnight. And we'll go to the Creation Museum on that Saturday, the 19th. Stay the night in a Hyatt, really nice Hyatt, a nice breakfast. Then we'll go to church that Sunday morning, the 20th, and then we'll go to the Ark Experience. And
where do you go to church at?
There's a church. We did it 2 years ago, a big, kind of like one of those mega churches.
Oh, yeah.
But great pastor, great message. The talent or the, I don't know what you call it, the worship team. I mean, it's
the
like,
talent.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like they were so good. They were professionals.
I'm sure, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When they're bigger churches, they have the big budget, and they were like the voices and instrumentation, I thought. So I can't remember the name of it, but everyone, regardless of their denomination, they all seem to like it. So I think we're going to track that service down again, and then we'll go to the Creation Museum and then return home about 8:30 at night. So if you're interested, there's probably only a few little spaces left. Stop by greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see a picture of our last group from 2 years ago. I think there was 50 of us. And there's a link, a WooFoo form that you have to fill out. It's $180, and that's all the expenses of admission and the bus and the hotel and deluxe accommodations and such. So, and then Ivan Parker coming to town Saturday, June 9th, and you can also get your tickets at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and find out more.
Is that a WooFoo form, too?
WooFoo form, too, woo-foo. Yes.
Yeah. WooFoo. I love it when you say that, WooFoo.
Yeah. WooFoo for you.
Yes, yes.
WooFoo.
Oh, I do have one question about...
A question?
A question mark, yes. I do, about the
Mary trip. Ann's like, okay, what's going on? We're losing control here. Reel them in.
Mark my words. Well, anyway. It's
mark my words.
It's about the trip to the Creation Museum. You mentioned how much it was. What about meals?
Okay, for meals, we'll have snacks on the bus, and there'll be a breakfast that next morning at the Hyatt. It'll be a nice hot eggs and bacon. It's a very nice Hyatt. People will feel really accommodated. Mm-hmm. But as far as people bring like a sack lunch or a snack for the 5-hour drive to there, but we'll get there at noon, so we'll leave at 6:30. We'll get there at noon, and so it's lunch on your own at the Creation Museum or what you bring. Then that night when the Creation Museum closes at 6 or so and we head to the hotel, it's located around a lot of restaurants, from the Cracker Barrel to like a Chili's to Chinese to a variety of restaurants. So that's on your own.
Right. So you just bring funds for that.
Yeah, bring funds for that.
People might need it to know that.
Anyone that signs up, it's described and mentioned.
Well, that's
and listed,
good.
So.
That's good.
Yeah, and then the Israel trip, that's getting close to being filled up, too. So anything you want to say about that?
Anything I want to say about that?
Are we scheduling you to go a few days early to get things set up for us? Yes,
John and I are going a few days early. Oh, we're getting things set up for you.
My advanced team worker
bees. The advanced team, okay. Well, I tell you, Brenda's there right now.
Yes.
And I see posts on Facebook from Brenda.
And Sharon Fernald.
Yes, and Sharon is there. And my heart just goes, oh, my heart is there.
Yeah.
My heart is there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, your heart was also here as you wrote a story called When Milkweed Went to War. Just such a classic. That's kind of captivating. Like, is milkweed a nickname? Is that a person? Is that a vegetable? Is that a fruit? What is a milkweed? What's Milkweed Went to War? Who's going to war? What's this about?
Well, Paul Steins is the one who told me of some things when he was a young boy, and I had never heard that before, so I did a little more research about it, and I thought it was a very interesting story.
And in fact, Paul Steins sits on our radio board, so we appreciate his serving this radio ministry, I don't know, these past five, six, seven or so years, a number of years, serves on our board. And so you met up with Paul, and you picked his brain.
I met up with Paul, and I interviewed him, and I did some additional research. And the McLean County Museum was very kind and let me use a picture in the article that they had. And When Milkweed Went to War, well, I tell you, there it was on the front page of a recent edition of the Wall Street Journal. This winter's hot fashion, parkas, stuff with Vermont weeds. I quickly read the article focused on Vermont farmers' disdain for and reluctance to plant the common milkweed, Asclepias serratia.
Can you say that three times fast?
No, I probably can't even repeat
you
it.
You and I can't say it once,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, this is something for you and I, Marianne. Something written by Rob.
I'm not sure what that is, but anyway.
We know it has to do with milkweed.
Yes, it does. It does. After all, it seems just an ugly, trashy weed. Still, looking for a more reliable source of income, some farmers are considering growing milkweed to sell to Canadian manufacturing companies for use in parkas, jackets, snowsuits, and other winter apparel. Other than a passing reference, there was no acknowledgement of the role the lowly milkweed played during World War II. Where was the rest of the story? What story, you ask? The amazing story my friend Paul Steins told me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wow, that scared me. I was really concentrating.
Born in October 1938, the same week English Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain returned home from a meeting with Adolf Hitler declaring peace in our time.
I feel like this reminds me of the time of Purim where Haman's name is listed and then they rattle and make all those Chamberlain decision
what's
with Adolf
like
Hitler. Well, that Chamberlain comes back after meeting with Adolf Hitler declaring peace in our time.
Yeah.
It's like, boo, bad decision, not a good deal. So the Haman thing is when Haman's name is mentioned during Purim, all the children, they do the rattles and terrible bad.
Yeah, they drown out his name. Well, Winston Churchill set him straight.
Okay. Mark's memos on Kathleen's article.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No extra charge. Everyone learned that last week. No extra charge
hear that,
for
though? Mark's
this commentary.
Memos. It's kind of like on your mark, question mark. Anyway, go ahead.
That's right. Paul would watch as his father, a local coach and social studies and history teacher, coordinated a scrap drive during which community members donated pots, pans, scrap iron, newspapers, and even kitchen grease. The large pile of metal remained on their living room floor until it was picked up for delivery to the military. Paul's entire family worked to support the war effort. Paul remembers walking quickly over the rough ground along the railroad tracks, eagerly searching for milkweed plants. He had to pick the pods before they cracked open and released their seeds. It was important work. In the fall of 1944, children all over the United States and Canada spent countless hours scouring roadsides, railroad rights-of-way, and fence rows in search of the common milkweed. 6 to 8 times as buoyant as cork, milkweed floss would be used to stuff life jackets for American sailors. It would also be used in airmen's bomber jackets because it provided a lightweight, insulated lining, and the jacket could double as a life vest in the event of unplanned water landing. When they invaded China, the Japanese cut off the primary U.S. source for kapok tree floss. Fortunately, milkweed provided an acceptable substitute, but production of a commercial crop would take up to 3 years. Thus, the call went out for the collection of milkweed pods wherever the plant grew wild. The bags of pods went to a plant in Michigan where the floss was cleaned and processed. 2 bags of milkweed pods could fill 1 vest and save a life.
Hmm.
Paul's family home was near the railroad tracks, and for Paul, nothing created quite as much excitement as the sound of the big old black steam engine pulling the railroad cars that carried tanks, jeeps, and other military equipment. Already interested in military history, Paul had a portrait of General Douglas MacArthur in his room, where a large world map hung on the wall, bordered by pictures of all the world leaders and more detailed maps of their countries. Paul's ties to the war were personal. He smiled as he told me about his Uncle Joe, his mother's youngest brother. Only 15 years older than Paul, Joe enlisted in the Army Air Force, and after months of flight training, he was assigned as a B-25 pilot in the Pacific Theater of Operations. Paul's boyhood hero and model patriot, Uncle Joe, flew bombing missions in New Guinea and participated in the Battle of the Bismarck Sea. Even though Westville, Illinois, remained a place of safety from the conflict in Europe and the Pacific, curtains were drawn at dusk, lights were turned off in homes, and the air raid warden patrolled the streets during blackout drills. Street lights and lights in businesses were turned off, too. But in one sense, the war had come to the little town of Westville. Rationed items such as sugar, gasoline, tires, and meat were just a few of the things in short supply. Perseverance, determination, bravery, and patriotism were not. For the Steins family, as for many others, faith that God would be with them was central to their lives. Paul and his younger sister and parents would go on to celebrate the end of the war with their friends and neighbors, standing shoulder to shoulder, waving flags, and thanking God.
Woohoo!
I certainly wish the Vermont farmers the best as they consider their milkweed options. Perhaps if they exhibit perseverance and determination, the milkweed will save the day once again.
The milkweed. More milkweed story than probably most anyone has ever heard.
Well, I know we have milkweeds growing along the edge of our yard down by the water, and I even have done paintings of milkweeds.
Yeah, you did a beautiful painting of one. You showed it to me.
I think they're very interesting. When I see a milkweed, too, what I think of is the way when the wind blows and the seeds are scattered all around. People are like that. The people get scattered all around the earth with their messages, whatever message that they happen to be giving.
I think you could give a devotional thought on the milkweed.
Huh? Yes,
write another article.
Yes, I have.
This article is very interesting to me. My uncle was in the Pacific Theater and also was a pilot flying a bomber. His plane was shot down. The other pilots saw it happen. It went up in flames. When the bombs hit it, his body was lost in the South Pacific.
Oh, so he did not survive.
No. All the other pilots were sure he didn't. His body was never recovered from the ocean. Yeah.
Well, he gave the last full measure.
Yeah.
The last full measure.
Yeah.
And I love this picture. If you can imagine all these children, they're pointing up. And I didn't know if those were like, you know, sometimes in Kentucky or different places, they have tobacco hanging from like the ceiling.
I was
looking at these bags thinking, that's interesting. You wouldn't know what was hanging from the ceiling. And it looks like it's in one of those drying bins, like those old boards that you would see on a farm or something. It's just a classic picture from, I don't know, what year does it say? 1944.
Might be from an old grain bin or something like that.
Yeah, just a great picture.
I'll read the caption. It says, this October 1944 photo depicts students of Six Mile School, which is in Normal Township in McLean County, pointing up at some of the 109 sacks of milkweed pods they had gathered for the war effort. The bags were hung in a corn crib near the school so the pods could dry. Teacher Louise Berend, looks on proudly. And the photo is courtesy of McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington, Illinois. They very kindly gave me permission to use this
You did
photograph.
A good job getting that photograph. That's yeah. That's a nice one.
Yeah, that's
All
classic.
I did was ask. And
oh,
they
that's
were,
great.
They were very I had seen it before, and I asked for that specific one.
Well, I want to ask something.
Sure.
Maybe someone would like to make the pineapple upside-down cupcakes on the next page and bring them in. I've been wanting them ever since this paper came out.
You want a pineapple upside-down cupcake?
Do you think Betty could maybe, like,
no, Mark,
from henceforth?
We cannot ask her to start cooking for the station.
Cooking for us and sending this in so that we could talk a little more about our pineapple upside-down cupcakes. They look pretty good
what
here.
What you're wanting is the right to say yay or nay. You need to sample.
Oh,
yeah. See, Marianne, she's Kathleen's
not clever like that.
Speaking my language right here. Oh, that's great. Well, this is on page 14 and page 15 of this month, the March edition of the Prime Life Times. It's 24 pages of informative, engaging, and positive articles. Ever increasing. We're working on the deadline for the April edition. We're going to include some new content.
And I do want to point out, also in this trivia corner, is a beautiful picture of actress Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah.
She is one of my favorites.
Oh.
And not just because she's Irish, but because she's very good.
She is. Oh. She was a great actress.
Excellent. She was great, and she had personal standards that she did not leave behind. She did not compromise. And with so much talk anymore of all this compromising and all these things that are going on, she stood her ground.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, she did. And
that's
yet,
great.
And
she went and
delightful.
Gone with the Wind?
No.
Well, that's
Vivian
what,
Leigh.
No. Marie
she
O'Hara.
Was in how Green Was My... No, Scarlett Katie O'Hara was the name
that's,
of the character.
I knew something rang a bell. Okay, I was thinking, gosh.
It's Land, Katie. It's Land, Katie Scarlett O'Hara. Yes.
Well, I was thinking that any Hollywood person to have those kind of... For you, especially, to say
to
they
say,
held up these standards.
Yes,
I was thinking,
did.
Was this a Hollywood person?
You're from Scottish ancestry, Mark.
Yeah,
you've got to get this stuff straight.
Yeah, I do.
Right. You know... Irish kind of takes over here a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's the feature in this March edition, Happy St. Patrick's Day. And
I think we should read East of 39, the comic strip, real quick. It's got a picture of two city dwellers moving a deer crossing sign with the deers watching from behind them. It says, if you think moving a deer crossing sign will get the deer to cross the road in a new place, you just might have grown up in the city.
Rob Seedberg. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Kathleen Jennings with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.